Here's Tiger after the round talking about Phil.
He played really good today. He was hitting it flush. His trajectory was really good. You know, his wedge game was right on the money. I mean, every shot that he had a wedge in there, he'd hit it inside 10 feet. It's a little tricky to do because the greens have so much pitch on and they're spinning that you got to play for a little bit of roll coming back down these hills. And, I mean, he was doing it great.
That was Tiger Woods after the round. Phil Mickelson, his 40th career victory. Let's bring in Ron Cyrak, executive editor from Golf World Magazine, who's seen these two guys in person plenty of times over the years. Ron, thanks for being with us. Ron, I'll start with this. Did Tiger choke yesterday?
Well, let's put it this way. His last three straight full field events that he's been in, he's had a chance to win on Sunday and hasn't gotten it done. And, you know, he... At least it wasn't Robert Rock this time. At least it was Phil Mickelson. But the fact is, if he's relearning parts of the game right now, one of the parts he clearly has to relearn is how to close out tournaments, and this from a guy who used to be a mortal lock with the 54-hole lead.
Ron, I said a little bit earlier, I think I compared Tiger Woods a lot to Mike Tyson. Once the intimidation factor leaves, then he becomes not really an average Joe, but he's not as great as he once was. I don't think the other golfers, I don't think they feared Tiger the way they once did maybe 6-7 years ago.
No, the intimidation factor is definitely not there. And, you know, to me what it comes down to is when Tiger is playing full Tiger Woods golf, he attacks pins, and he can do that when he's putting well. And for 13 years, he putted great. And for the last 3 years, and really the putter started to turn south on him in 09 before the events of Thanksgiving night, when those 6 and 8 footers that were automatic for him, that there was just a sense of inevitability when he stood over them. They were going in. They're not falling for him right now. And that makes him play a little more tentative with the other parts of his game.
Yeah, Tiger's putter issues in many ways have ruined his life.
Well, you know,
you know what I'm saying.
I'm 1 beat behind you there.
Yes.
But look. Tiger had 120 putts at Pebble Beach. Phil Mickelson had 111 putts. 9-putt difference. It was a 9-stroke difference between the two of them. It was exactly came down to that.
You know, when I look at Tiger's body of work yesterday, It is hard to fathom this could happen. I went, Ron, and I looked through the final round by all the golfers. Tiger had the worst final round of anyone in the top 53. It was unbelievable. For a guy that, you know, he had now a couple other guys shot 75, but he had, and this goes back to what happened a couple weeks ago when I think he had the worst final round of the guys that finished in the top 9. I hate to, someone said to me before, how can you say he choked? And I said, well, look at what happened. He played very well for 3 rounds. He gets to Sunday. His swing falls apart. He can't hit a putt. He loses his concentration. If his name isn't Tiger, it's an easy accusation to make. The guy choked.
Let me give you this statistic. Since he's returned, following the scandal, he's played 28 full field events since he's come back. He had two missed cuts, 2 withdrawals. So 24 times he's played a fourth round in those tournaments. 11 of those 24 tournaments he shot 72 or higher. And that's just not what we're used to seeing from Tiger Woods on Sunday.
You know, he did lose to Phil Mickelson, though. Let's talk a little bit about him. Where is he right now in his career? And can he continue to be a dominant golfer?
40th, by the way, all time now. Yeah. He's got 40 wins, 9th all time.
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of the forgotten man in this, and he actually won a tournament.
I'll tell you what. Phil is 2 major championships away from where you'd have to consider him one of the 10 greatest players of all time. He's got 4 majors now. If he gets to 6, then the names that are in front of him when he gets to 6 are names like Nicklaus and Woods and Hogan and Snead and Palmer and Varden and guys like that. But 40 wins and 4 majors, it's an amazing career. You know, you look at golf and we've had historic threesomes. There was Varden, Braden, Taylor, the early Brits, and then there was Walter Hagen and Gene Sarazen and Bobby Jones and Hogan, Snead, Nelson, Nicklaus Palmer, Player. Then came into like Watson, Faldo, Ballesteros. We've had Tiger and Woods, and we really haven't had that third guy in this mix. But except for the fact that Phil Mickelson has the bad luck of playing in the Tiger Woods era, he's putting together one of the really, truly great careers of all time.
And by the way, we got to point out, since 2007, when they played in the final round together, Phil has beaten Tiger five straight times, and he's 8-3-1 as far as scoring against Tiger in those rounds. You know what I found to be, I don't know if ironic is the word, but here's Tiger and all the problems he had in his marriage. And there's Phil, and what happens after he wins a long embrace with his wife, Amy, who's obviously been through an incredible battle with breast cancer. And I had to wonder, as I'm watching this, the irony in that, and also, if Tiger wins, the fact that he's got no one's arms to run into.
You know, that thought crossed my mind when Mickelson won the Masters in 2010, and Amy, who had been battling breast cancer for a couple of years now, hadn't been able to come out to the golf course all week because she just wasn't feeling up to it. She was there on Sunday, and when Phil won, Amy and the three kids were there, and there was this really incredible family scene on the green. And I wondered if Tiger was looking at that and having some regrets, some thoughts like, you know, have I kicked that all away?
Talking with Ron Czyrak, you know, there's a heckler that yelled something out at Tiger on the golf course yesterday. Hey, Tiger, you'll never be as good as Phil. Now, obviously, he'll always be better than Phil was. Do you think this is at all getting to Tiger, that he's now become somewhat of a villain out there?
I think what's getting to him is that he's not winning, you know, and that the putts aren't going in. I've walked a lot of holes within the last couple of years, and my observation is a third of the fans have either forgiven him or never had a problem with what he did to begin with. About a third of the fans are never going to forgive him or never liked him to begin with, and there were always those folks. And about a third of the fans are somewhere in the middle. They respond to great shots when he hits great shots, but they don't necessarily respond to him. So he's not getting that adulation that he used to get. If Phil Mickelson or Freddie Couples just walks onto the 15th green at a tournament, they get 30 seconds of applause just for showing up. And Tiger doesn't really get that anymore. And maybe he's aware of that. Maybe he's aware that his chances to like grow old into being an elder statesman in the game are probably not there anymore either.
You know, Ron, you talked about what he's not now, the popularity he's lost. What Tiger did do is make golf pop culture, so to speak. Is there the next guy there? Is there another guy who's waiting to the Tiger, if not, can hand the baton to, but that guy can snatch the baton from Tiger?
Well, you know, look, it's Tiger captured the imagination of people beyond the core golf audience and beyond the core sports audience, and because he was a young, dynamic man of color coming into a game that had been dominated by middle-aged white men. And it was a cultural phenomenon. When he won it at Augusta by 12 strokes at the age of 21 in 1997...
It mattered to me.
It was not only... Yeah. You know what it was? It was as if Jackie Robinson had broken the color barrier and Babe Ruth's home run record in the same season. You know, it had that kind of impact. And it brought tons of new fans to the games. Not necessarily new players, but new fans, just because they wanted to watch him. Golf's never had anybody like that, and I don't see anybody on the horizon quite like that right now, because as with Muhammad Ali, there was a social implication as well as an athletic implication with Tiger Woods.
Ron Czyrak, join us in the Al Packer Ford Hotline. You can follow Ron on Twitter at Ron Czyrak. That's Ron, Czyrak. Ron, as always, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Guys, my pleasure. Anytime.
Always with some great insight. Walked a lot of rounds with Tiger Woods.